I'm going to tell you about the second prayer title of 2019. When God fulfills human cultivation and unfolds His will and works on this earth, He works through the sanctified people of God. When God let the people of Israel get out of Egypt, He didn't work Himself, but He fulfilled it through Moses. When He moved the heart of Pharaoh to let him allow the Exodus, He also did so. Father God didn't force the heart of the Pharaoh. Through the lips of Moses, He manifested 10 plagues. And as, you know, Pharaoh and in Egyptians witnessed that 10 plagues, you know, they got feared and they were able to make the Israelites in the Exodus. You know, as they watched the 10 plagues one by one, you know, they got worried and they decided to let Israelites go out. But they changed their mind again and again. But Father God didn't force them until their evil got revealed out. Then Father God gave them, you know, 10 plagues one by one. So that, you know, those in Egyptians could realize their evil. Father God didn't give them the whole, you know, 10 plagues at the same time. Father God gave them, you know, the 10 plagues one by one so that, you know, they had chance to turn back and repent. And He did it through Moses. It was all those plagues were manifested by, you know, Moses. So God Himself planned and fulfilled it, but He worked through Moses, the man of God. The Red Sea was divided, and the people could walk on the dry land, turn the bitter water into sweet water. All these were done by Father God. However, they were all accomplished through Moses' lips and his faith. Israelites worshipped idols. And in the time of King Jehab of North Israel, people left God. To show them that Father God is true God, Father God didn't show Himself as fire in the sky. He worked through His man, Elijah the prophet. Thanks to Elijah's, you know, complete trust and love for God and a mercy for people, he could withdraw the fire, answer of fire, to Mount Carmel. Senior pastor once said that if Father God wrote in the sky that I am your God, and people will see it and they will get afraid, right, and believing Father God. But Father God does not work that way. He works through the man of God. So was it when it didn't rain for 3.5 years in Israel. 1 Kings 17:1 said, Now Elijah the Tishbite, who was the settlers of the Gilead, said to Ahab, As the Lord the God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, surely there shall be neither dew nor rain 3 years, except by my word. He said so. After Elijah said this, the drought began, and after 3.5 years, it rained through Elijah's earnest prayer. All these things were done by Father God. However, it was manifested through men of God. During the drought, you know, the widow Zarephath, if she had not met Elijah, despite her goodness and obedience, if she had not provided Elijah with the loaf of bread, she couldn't have enjoyed the blessing. No matter how great God's power and love is, if there is no man of God who can show it, God does not work. God warns and punishes people about their sin and evil, also through natural disasters and calamities. But when he makes people turn and realize through calamities, and he shows God's power to stop the calamities, he needs his people. When sin and evil are rampant in the world, punishment comes down or difficulties come down, natural disasters or calamities or accidents. You know, some people call it, you know, disasters, but I would rather say it's a calamity, you know. Such a things can take place only by the authority of Father God, right? Especially in natural disasters. But even though Father God gives them sign, people do not know. People don't understand. Since you committed sin, I gave you this disaster. Father God shows his signs. But unless a man of God speaks about it, people don't understand. So Father God brings forth such calamities in Israel and the disasters. Israelites lost their battle, and they were invaded by many nations, and they became captives. But they couldn't realize the fact. Now, who made them realize? It was people of God. Through prophets and people of God, Father God let them know, let them realize that it was God all behind them. And depending on the time and period of the ages, you know, they all work differently. But through those, you know, people of God who are sanctified, and without them, Father God does not work fully. You gotta understand that. People can understand Father God's answer, blessing, and love only through the people of God. So, Father God's glory can be revealed on this earth through a man of God. We've seen the deep and broad love of God, who is patient through the power of God manifested by our shepherd. Through shepherd's prayer, all those difficult problems that man cannot solve were solved. Some may say, well, that's not because of shepherd's prayer. Father God did it. When we say, you know, we were healed by the shepherd's prayer, of course, Father God did it, but through shepherd's prayer. Well, if we were proper in the sight of God, if we piled up, you know, the prayer which could bring down answer, then through our prayer, and then, you know, we could be, you know, healed. We don't need to write down prayer to our, you know, senior pastor, right? If, you know, our prayers were piled enough to receive, you know, or bring down answer. We don't need a senior pastor. Why do you come to, you know, see senior pastor early in the morning whenever there is a service or a special moment? Why does he have to pray for us? He doesn't need to. However, the speed of receiving answer is different between when the senior pastor prays for us and when we pray for ourselves. That's why you come to our senior pastor. Since our prayer cannot solve our problems were solved through our senior pastor's prayer. There are so many things that God has answered through intercessory prayer of the shepherd. So through our shepherd, the Father God revealed his greatness, divinity, and great power. And so many people around the world believe that Father God is alive and they could accept Jesus Christ as their Savior through our shepherd. So we took many advantage from that fact. We were healed of many diseases. We solved many problems that man cannot solve. And we could know about different dwelling places in heaven we could not know before. I'm telling you this, not to boast of the shepherd, but to explain that God needs the people of faith to reveal his glory and his works. Also, I'm saying that we gotta become people of God, spiritual warriors who can reveal the glory of God. Thanks to our shepherd, we live a healthy life, happy life. beautiful Christian life in this period of human cultivation. So we are so thankful for the existence of our shepherd. On top of that, we realize that our shepherd alone has taken care of so many burdens and responsibility and works of God. He's always taken care of the health of our members and their family matters and their Christian life. Even when they are weak in faith and they couldn't receive answer, our shepherd prayed so that they could receive answer through his faith. Whenever he saw our members praying during the Daniel Prayer Meeting on GCN TV, he put his own hand on the screen and prayed for us. He has prayed for those who couldn't be healed through due to the spiritual cord of, you know, idol worshiping or serious diseases. He prayed for them. It is only to reveal the glory of Father God and to lead souls to the quiet waters and green pastures. He didn't let go of poor members. He helped them. He has given them aid. He always taken care of people around him. He always helped them. Levi workers, pastors, and workers, he's taken care of them. He was always looked around whether we lost fullness or not. Not only the members in this main church, central church, but he's taken care of all those members in branch churches and pastors and missionaries around the world. He also taken care of the church finance, such as in the world mission and in the construction of sanctuaries. Most of all, he has spent days on letting people know that Father God is alive and revealing his glory and helping countless souls to receive salvation. Now, we have to understand the shepherd's heart. We should become the warriors who can share his burdens and accomplish God's kingdom with our shepherd. As we help our shepherd, we gotta do his work that he used to do alone. And so then, I want you to become the beautiful children of Father God who can partake the glory of Father God. This is the reason why God gave a second church prayer title, Spiritual Warriors. I pray that you may become spiritual warriors who are preciously used by God, and may you accomplish God's kingdom along with the shepherd. The power of the shepherd is so great and amazing, and I will share a testimony with you. From Jinjumun Manmin Church, Choi Hangyeol Child. And this is the testimony written by his mother. My child, around 5 o'clock in the morning, fell down from the bed. And I tried to hold him, but he cried and he couldn't, he was suffocating. And I put the handkerchief of senior pastors and received the prayer and moved him to a hospital. At 8 o'clock in the morning, child was crying. And then we, through the x-ray, that his bone was, completely ruptured. The doctor said, the child will cry a lot, but don't make him move. But whenever the doctor touched it, he cried due to an extreme pain. There was a cell meeting. So along with my child, I went to cell meeting so that my child could receive prayer. Whenever the car was moving, he cried and slept, cried and slept. After the service, our cell members, prayed for my child with the handkerchief on his ruptured bone. And I myself believed in the power of our shepherd and received the prayer. After the prayer, he calmed down and stopped crying. And I had to drive, right? I didn't know what happened to my child. And I was surprised. My house is located at the fourth stair, and my boy climbed up the stairs without difficulties. He said, you know, it's not painful anymore. So I prayed. I realized that he was healed thanks to the handkerchief of God's power. So, and I was preparing for Wednesday service and, you know, anniversary. And I was told that, you know, he was playing with, you know, church friends. And we went to hospital again to get, you know, we went to hospital to get x-ray again. And the doctor said that the ruptured bone is, you know, the well reconstruct now. As you can see on the screen, those two ruptured bones got well connected. Doctor explained that the some kind of the liquid, you know, came out from the bones, and those in the bones were well connected. All glory be to Father God. I give thanks to Father God who healed my child. And I give thanks to Shepherd who gave me this power, the handkerchief of God's power. Senior Pastor, thank you. Brothers and sisters, this kind of power we are experiencing all the time. Now, Father God has been with us in 2018. We're so thankful, right? But in Mamim Praise, we changed some lyrics, right? But some people make rumors added that, you know, we try not to use, you know, shepherd, the term. But we changed the Mamim Praise, the lyrics, so that, you know, the people outside the church fear those, you know, our people outside the church, you know, misunderstand. Today's scripture is the scene that the men from the first generation of Exodus were reporting to Moses and people after they spied on the land of Canaan. According to the word of God, they sent 12 spies to the land of Canaan. And 10 of them made a negative confession. So Israelites complained against Moses and Aaron, and the situation got so chaotic. However, Joshua and Caleb made a completely different report. As you can see in the scripture, they made the confession of faith, and Father God was pleased with them. And only these two men were able to enter the land of Canaan. The work of God cannot be done by the big population, but by the hands of spiritual warriors that Father God is pleased with. So what should we do to become the spiritual warriors who are recognized and used by God to accomplish God's works? As verse 8 says, if the Lord is pleased with us, then He will bring us into this land and give it to us. All we have to do is please Father God. And I'll tell you three things to do specifically to become spiritual warriors who are pleased by God.
First, we should be the workers of faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please Him." As it says, we can please God. Then, what do the people of faith act? They don't change in any situations. Even in difficulties, they rely on God. People rejoice and they feel peace when everything is peaceful and happy. When they receive answers and are blessed, they praise God and they confess that they love God. But when they meet difficulties and when things do not go well, even that time, if you rely on God unchangingly and rejoice and give thanks, then it is the true faith.
David was such an example. When he was a boy, he depended on Father God completely. And by that faith, he defeated Goliath and he became the general of King Saul. In every battle he won, he received praise from the people. However, it made King Saul become jealous of him and he became a refuge. due to Saul's evil, he was wrongfully accused and he had to overcome so many death threats. And he had to run away to the Gentile land. However, David always sang praises to Father God. Many psalms were written by David, who was in the difficulties and afflictions, and we could feel his faith. Psalm 34 is written like this. In the beginning of Psalm 34, it says, the poem that David wrote after being expelled by Abimelech. Now, the verse 1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. This is King David wrote when he was in his way to run away. What a beautiful confession it is. When we have this kind of faith, unchanging faith, Father God can be pleased with us, and He receives glory through us. When you listen to this, you may say yes and amen, but don't forget it. You have to apply it to your life. Whenever you face with some difficulties, such as, you know, people giving hard time to you, some people make bad rumors and make you hard time, and make you evil people, evil one. When you face such difficulties, everyday life, or you have some financial problems, and you got the answer slow, but if you have faith, you should not complain. You have to please our Father God. When you show such, you know, faith and action, then that's true faith. So without refinement, we cannot increase our faith. Through refinement and test, our faith can be proved true or not. You know, students take exams, right? Without exam, students will not study well. Because of the exams, you know, they study well. So I hope you can pass this test well and be blessed. You are ready to become spiritual warriors. If you do just a little bit more, then you will be, you know, highly used by Father God, and you are already there. So in 2019, whenever you face something difficult, or something unexpected, you have to always make sure that how to please Father God. And then church works should be done by such way. All the forefathers of faith, when they face some difficulties, you know, with, you know, such unchanging faith and loyalty, they did their job so they were recognized. I hope every one of you can show this kind of faith and march on.
What? People of faith who are pleased by God, they make the confession of faith. As you know well, the confession of two spies were the confession of faith from the heart. Let's look into the report of 10 spies first. Numbers chapter 13, verses 32 and 33 says, So they gave out to the sons of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, The land through which we have gone in spying it out is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great size. People they saw were really men of great size. 33 says, There also we saw the Nephilim, the sons of Anak, a part of the Nephilim, and we became like grasshoppers in our own sight. And so we were in their sight. 10 spies gave a bad report like this. About this report, what did the people react? Numbers 14:4-4 says, Then all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night. All the sons of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron, And the whole congregation said to them, "Would that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would that we had died in the wilderness? Why is the Lord bringing us into this land to fall by the sword? Our wives and our little ones will become plunder. Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt?" So they said to one another, "Let us appoint a leader and return to Egypt."
So due to the bad reports of the 10 spies, you know, those Israelites began to grumble. They witnessed the 10 plagues, and they saw the works of God in dividing the Red Sea and making water come out from the rock. Their head was Moses. But when 10 spies made these bad reports, they complained against God and they complained against Moses and Aaron. And then they wanted to put a new leader to go back to the land of Egypt. So when 10 spies made a bad report, you know, and the Israelites complained against God. So as you can see in their confession, God doesn't exist in their confession. Think about us. We listen to others. You know, as we listen to good words, we become good. But as we listen to evil words, such as in the words of judging and condemning, we easily, you know, judge and condemn others. When we get along with those people with no faith, and we complain a lot, and we seem to become men with no faith. So senior pastor once said, "Well, you gotta believe in everyone. However, you should not believe in everyone. You gotta make, you know, perfect discernment. How do you do that? You gotta discern by their fruit. Even if they give some plausible words, you should not believe them. You have to, you know, examine their fruit. They may speak the words of goodness. However, their actions are evil. Then they are evil people. Now, some people speak good words to you. However, they do some harms to others. Then, are they good people? No, they are not good. You gotta discern by the truth." So, during the sermon, the senior pastor mentioned it quite a lot. And, senior pastor was about to die, right? After too much bleeding. And then left will for his family. And he once said like this, "I was not there, but to the other family, he said this, 'Don't believe in don't believe people, but believe everyone.'" Well, it's difficult to understand, right? Don't believe people, but believe in everyone. If you just believe people unconditionally, then you may get disappointed, you may face difficulties, or you may be betrayed. However, you have to believe everyone, but by the truth, you have to discern. So, senior pastor left a will to every one of us. And I was not there. Why? Back then, I was second year in high school. And Saturday, he bled through his noses, and I heard it. And he didn't show such a thing to us, even though we were in the same space. He was in his own room. There was a living room, and there were our own rooms. But, you know, he didn't want to show himself to us. So he was inside his room, and he was bleeding in that room. And we just heard what's happening. And as senior pastor bled in his room on Saturday, I was a student, so I went to Saturday in the students' worship and prison worship service. And after the Daniel prayer meeting, we came home. And then even though we came home, you know, we couldn't see senior pastor. So we were just trying to prepare for the next day, the Sunday service. Early in the morning, I got out to go to the choir. We thought, you know, the senior pastor would deliver the message for Sunday morning service. However, we were told that, you know, senior pastor would not come. And then when someone explained the situation, due to some financial difficulties in the church, you know, senior pastor had too much in the burden on his shoulder. And then due to that pressure, you know, he bled a lot through his nostrils. And too much blood. And he could not move, so he couldn't come to church, I was told. And our church members prayed for senior pastor back then. And then we repented of our shortcomings. And then after first, you know, Sunday morning service, we had the prayer, the meeting along with our students. All our students prayed with tears together for our senior pastor. And I was among them. Then Pastor Mi-kyung Lee called for me. We gotta go home because it's an urgent situation. We gotta go home. Pastor Mi-kyung Lee came for me. I was a student in high school. Then if I got out of from the meeting, then our students would worry about too much. So I said to her, you know, I will not go. Okay? If I move now, if I go out, I was a student, okay? I was not a pastor. But if I go out, you know, my students will worry about too much. So I'll just stay. I'd better stay and pray for senior pastor. If it's more urgent, then please call me, okay? Then back then, we got no cell phone. So I got called from the information center, I guess. Since it was the too urgent situation, back then we got, you know, some telephone. And then they couldn't make the phone call as easily as now. So after that prayer meeting, and we prayed along with the congregation and had the evening service again. And then I thought to myself that, you know, even though I'm young, I have to protect this church and guard this church. With that heart, I was there along with the congregation. And I didn't receive his, you know, will for me. And then later, senior pastor said, I was a student back then. Pastor Susan Lee, even though I go to heaven now, Pastor Susan Lee should become pastor. But by the power of God, and he revived and I became the pastor. He raised me like this, beautifully. Even at the threat of death, Father God, I mean, senior pastor always in the searches for Father God's will. So even though senior pastor was not there, and he asked me to do for Father God's kingdom. And that's what I'm doing right now. And he said, don't believe people unconditionally. However, you have to believe people in the truth. And I remember that. So I hope that you can discern things by truth and believe them, believe every one of them in the truth. However, you got to discern them by the fruit. 10 spies made the negative in the confession, and it affected all the congregation, and they complained against God. So make sure and always be careful what kind of conversation you make with any with what kind of people. You know, look around. And if some people, you know, give you a hard time with their, you know, speaking, then you've got to discern well. All the more, if leader of some organization in a church makes some negative words or some, you know, speaks some untruth, which has nothing to do with Father God, then many people will be affected. So leaders in cell, districts, or groups, and missions, you always have to watch out your mouth. You gotta make the confession of faith all the time and plant good faith and give good effect to them. You gotta become such, you know, spiritual warriors. Joshua and Caleb were the spiritual warriors who made the confession of faith. They spoke boldly to the congregation, as written in Numbers 14, verses 8 and 9. If the Lord is pleased with us, then He will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not fear the people of the land, for they will be our prey. Their protection has been removed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them. Joshua and Caleb didn't look at the reality with the eyes of flesh. They look at the reality with the eyes of faith, with Father God in their center. Almighty Father God, if I please Father God, there is nothing impossible. No matter how difficult it is, Father God, as long as Father God is with us, there is no problem at all. So, let's please our Father God. This was their confession. However, I'm sorry. Those Israelites didn't listen to their confession. They didn't obey this confession. So, eventually, they couldn't enter the land of Canaan. However, Joshua and Caleb, who pleased Father God through their confession of faith, conquered the land of Canaan, became leaders of the Israelites, and used as a spiritual warriors, leading the second generation of Exodus. Right now, we may see things with the flesh of faith in the church, but don't be disappointed. Don't look at this with the eyes of flesh, but look at them with the flesh, the eyes of faith, and become spiritual warriors of Father God. Worldly people may judge and condemn and misunderstand. They may say, we are strange. However, they may say so because they got no chance to experience the power of our shepherd and his love that we have experienced so far. We have seen and experienced Father God's work through our shepherd. We have met Father God. We have realized how much Father God loves Ma Min, how much protects Ma Min, and how much he's been with our senior pastor.
God showed us a clear circular rainbow at the Yeouido Praise Festival in June 2018. In the summer retreat in August, God protected us from rain and heat waves. When we had the sports day, He covered the sun during the time of long-distance rays. He let us overcome hardships by His grace and love. He comforted us with the fullness of the Holy Spirit. With the handkerchief of power, He healed us and He gave us answers, and He made us filled with the testimonies. Because we have this good God, we can overcome hardships and we can look at everything with faith. When Daniel fell into the lion's den, even in the hardships, and in the difficulties, amazing turn of event happened because the man of God relied on God. Romans chapter 8:28 says, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. Likewise, if we believe in God and confess with faith, I hope you do, with more fervent prayer. Also, in any hardships and difficulties, please do not be disappointed, but look at God and rely on God who is protecting us. Please do not make a confession of complaint or sorrow, but offer up the confession of faith that can bring down the power of God who solves the problems.
You have to make the confession of faith and receive answers as quickly as possible. The confession of faith that can please Father God should be in your life all the time. In 2019, wherever you are, you depend on Father God and please Father God through the confession of faith so that you may be able to confess that they are my prey. It is so easy. I hope you become such a spiritual warriors. To become spiritual warriors, firstly, we should have faith that doesn't change in any situations, and we should make the confession of faith. Now, to become spiritual warriors who can please Father God, secondly, we gotta become good workers. 1 Timothy 3:1 says, it is a trustworthy statement. If any man aspires to the office of overseer, it is a fine work he desires to do.
Here,
The fine work refers to voluntary work and give aid or devotion. And they also include all kind of deeds of action that come from your heart that Father God desires. So, if you want to be the spiritual warriors that Father God treasures, then you have to follow the goodness. Think about this. You sing praises. Well, if you're a worker, let's consider this situation. Okay? Let me give you some examples. There is a praise leader who sings praises, who dances on the altar. They sing beautifully, they dance beautifully. However, whenever they come down from the altar, they lie, they complain, they grumble. Do you think Father God would accept, you know, their praises and dances? Well, it's very deceptive, right? If we look at them, then we cannot receive grace. Pastors and elders and senior deaconesses, that they teach the word of God and they explain the goodness and love of the shepherd. However, when they complain, when they criticize others, will Father God be with them and guarantee them with His power? I don't think so. You pray with tears, sing praises to God as you lift your hands. But as you go home, you quarrel, you take the lust of the world. Will Father God answer your prayer? Father God, will Father God call them true workers? God is goodness itself. But if you do evil and dwell in the untruth while you say that you are His workers, you can never become one with God. You cannot be recognized as a child of God. Evil and the untruth belongs to the enemy, devil, and Satan. Those who desire the evil are slaves to the darkness. So even if they got any kind of duty, Father God will not say, "You are my worker." Are you pursuing goodness or evil? Is getting angry is goodness or evil? Is judging and condemning or complaining, gossiping, is it goodness or evil? What about interfering? What about conveying others' faults? What about hating people who do evil to you? The people do evil to you. People give you hard time. Now, would you react with evil? Was it evil? Romans 12:21 says, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." The enemy, devil, and Satan cause you to do evil by evil people. You gotta be very careful with this. You stay still. Well, even worldly people cannot be provoked when they sit still. You know? But when people do evil to you, such as like someone hits you with no reason, or some people call you bad names, well, they become angry. That's evil, right? Well, even worldly people do good when people do good to them. And their evil got provoked when other people do evil to them. Now, we pursue goodness, right? The enemy, devil, and Satan tries to cause our evil in a tribute be provoked, you know, through evil people around us. Now, evil, the enemy, devil, and Satan do not stir our heart, okay? No, they don't. They do that kind of job through the people around us, through the situation. So that, you know, they make them, you know, provoke our evil or anger so that, you know, we can burst into anger. So, but what should you do? Are you going to do evil against them? No, you gotta win them with goodness. If you react, then you lose the game. Well, what the people say, you are so fool if you don't react. However, the goodness, the spiritual warriors, the people of God, children of God, do not react when evil people do evil to them. This is goodness. Well, I have to make them angry. Well, there are people who do such things. Well, even if they do, don't get angry. Our members, thank you. You don't get angry. Even though some evil people even wickedly try to provoke your anger, but you don't get angry. They try to get angry. They provoke your anger. You don't get this. You don't get deceived. You just stay still. You sit still. I'm so thankful for that. Don't lose to evil, but win evil with goodness. That's good workers, children of God, and spiritual warriors. However, you have to keep the kingdom of God. When enemy devil tries to interfere with the kingdom of God and attacks the man of God. However, if you reveal your evil or ill feelings with these, you know, the righteousness of Father God in front, then you cannot be redeemed good. So therefore, you have to always check whether you do your duty as a spiritual warriors, but, you know, evil and truth comes out. Well, you may think you may lose as you don't react. Well, that's goodness. Father God makes you win. Father God makes you win the victory. Until then, all you gotta do is just do goodness. So good people, so act with goodness. And they feel good. Well, I shouldn't hit them back. And I gotta do evil to them. Well, don't do that. That's evil, I say. We do only goodness, just as we learn from our senior pastor. Then Father God will be glorified through us. God wants us to act good and to those who do evil to us. Father God, in Friday's service, Pastor Go Kyung-ha delivered a message about goodness, right? I was so thankful. What's the standard of goodness? She explained the levels of goodness, right? So what's the standard? What you do against the one who do evil to you. Depending on how you react, the level of goodness can be decided. That's the standard. Some people hurt you, spoke in bad words to you, but if you forgive them, have mercy for them, and love them, that's the heart Father God desires for you to have. 1 Thessalonians 5:15 says, "See that no one repays another with evil for evil, but always seek after that which is good for one another and for all people." David acted with this kind of goodness. Even though he was chased by King Saul, who was full of envy and jealousy, he didn't hate, he didn't do evil. Even though he had a chance to kill King Saul, he didn't touch King Saul. Then Father God considered it good. And he made David become the great king of Israel and blessed him greatly. People do evil to you, but if you do good to them, even though they keep evil to them, and Father God, if you act good, Father God will take your side and make you win victory. Father God searches such workers. Workers who are good, works with a beautiful heart and work with good mouths. Father God, searches for such people to accomplish His kingdom. I hope every one of you to become spiritual warriors after you changed with goodness and love and become the one with the shepherd and accomplish the world mission. To become spiritual warriors, thirdly, we should do our given duties with all our strength. Some workers say that, my duty was some trivial, so I didn't bear fruit. I got no strength for that. Well, what does say God to that? Our Lord said in Matthew 25, verse 21, His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You are faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." Well done, good and faithful one. You are faithful with a few things, so I will put you in charge of many things. This is Father God. He doesn't treasure only those who do some great things. But when you are fruitful with a few things, then Father God treasure you. So if you are fruitful with a few things, then Father God will please you, will bless you. David was called a man after God's heart. Why? Because when he was a boy, he was faithful to keep the sheep of his father. His father said, you know, this is yours. He didn't say so. David just protected sheep that belonged to his own father. 1 Samuel 17, verse 34 to 37 says, But David said to Saul, Your servant was tending his father's sheep when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb from the flock.
Verse 35 says, I went out after him and attacked him and rescued him from his mouth. And when he rose up against me, I seized him by his beard and struck him and killed him. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, since he has taunted the armies of the living God. And David said, The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, Go, and may the Lord be with you.
Even when David was a boy, he was faithful to his duty and depended on God. And that became his faith, and he became very brave. And he was able to stand before the giant Goliath. My students, I hope you can become such a man like, brave, David the brave. All young people of Manmin. Manmin students, thank you, okay? We have beautiful students, Manmin students, just like David the boy. I hope you become like him in New Year 2019. My Manmin young people, Canaan, light and salt, you are not a boy anymore. As a spiritual warriors of Manmin, let's become pillars of this Manmin and protect the shepherd and protect this church. Amen. Our young people are keeping this church. Now, what about elderly people? You have witnessed the power and the love of our shepherd. Are you going to sit behind the young people? You have protected and guarded this church and our shepherd. With love and goodness, become pillars of the church. And later, be praised by our shepherd, okay? When you do your duty with faith and diligence, just as David did, you can bear fruit, and your strength and your talent and your faith will also grow up together. To such workers, Father God gives such important duties. And as you become obedient and do your job, then your faith will grow up, your vessel will become greater, and you will surely become the spiritual warriors. Warriors cannot be made overnight. They are precious fruits. They were born after many efforts and patience for a long time. They are not soldiers, okay? They are spiritual warriors. They were selected from many soldiers, right? Now you are one of them. Through refinements and difficulties, your heart and faith grow up. You become precious vessels through deep dependence and great trust and obedience. Now, as you do your duty, you will become spiritual warriors. Now, we are in the plan of Father God, who wants to refine you to become pure gold. As you get rid of selfish greed and motives and self-righteousness and frameworks and evil, as you devote yourself to keep the Lord and the shepherd with perfect trust and obedience, Father God will bless you as He makes you spiritual warriors. As you do your duty, no matter how trivial or great it is, then Father God will give you more strength and use you better and more. Well, without that worker, you know, we may be in difficulties. Well, Father God's kingdom is managed by our Father God. Even a little man, Father God can make him do his job. Father God even turned dried bones into soldiers. So this is the time. Well, in 2010, I was a source of sorrow and sadness to senior pastor. Well, do good job now. Okay? Of course, you are not committing sin now. So, as you become more faithful to Father God's kingdom, you know, well, we need a lot of workers, you know, cameraman or engineers of audio. Of course, we got many engineers in GCN, but we still need more, definitely. And we need singers and dancers. And in here and there, we need usher trayers. And no matter what kind of talent you got, just advertise. And I want to be used of Father God's kingdom. That's all you got to do. Where should I do my duty? Well, Levi workers, even though you are writing, even though you are like some work in the department in the writing, or even though you are not a professional, just the moving camera, you can learn it easily. And you can volunteer. Well, Father God's kingdom can be, accomplished through voluntary work. Most members work in their company. And they give offerings. And the Levi workers should do more than what you're doing now. Then you will be more treasured by Father God. The workers in this church, wherever you are, please always keep in mind that what you can do more for Father God's kingdom. And do it with joy. Okay? Even though you think you got no duty, don't be disappointed. Keeping a seat is so important. Say in Daniel prayer meeting, say if there is an empty spot on a pew, or you go to some different sanctuary, if you come to sanctuary early, then you may find an empty spot on a pew. So keeping your seat is so important, okay? That's your duty. So don't say your job is of little or trivial. Every duty that you got is so important and accomplishes Father God's kingdom. So every one of you around you, so important. Every one of you, each one of you, Father God's kingdom consists of you. Even though enemy, devil, and Satan tries hard to interfere, you are working hard for Father God's kingdom. You have to keep the kingdom of Father God. So I'm thankful for that. I hope you pay for the grace that you received through our shepherd. Thank you. Please do more. Be more faithful. You keep your position. You work in the church cafeteria. You clean sanctuary. You take care of your souls in your cell or group. All these duties are so important. Well, as you take care of this duty in this difficult situation, the church is in refinement. Some those with weak faith left this church. Well, don't complain. You have to recover. You have to get those lost souls back. Don't say goodbye to them. You got to hold on to them. You got to preach gospel to others and fill the kingdom of God with people. So don't just keep it. Just do your job and take care of your souls to please Father God. Remember what David the boy did. He tended Father God's sheep, and he fought against a lion or a bear, depending on Father God. You can do that too. As a cell leader, group leader, your duties are so important. So treasure it and take care of your souls. In these difficult times, as you take care of your duty well, then Father God will be pleased more and he will reward you more. I hope that you, who have duties, have only joy and happiness without any shame before God who is watching us now. I hope that this time in 2018 and 2019 will be accumulated as splendid and beautiful rewards in heaven so that we can boast to one another.
Let me conclude the message. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4 says, God who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. To fulfill the will, God set up our shepherd and mom in church. He has been fulfilling greatly since the church's opening.
But as we look back on the history of Ma Min, there has been many incidents that enemy devil and Satan attacked this church and invaded this church. Darkness hates light. The enemy devil and Satan interfere the work of God. So many people were persecuted and they were under the threat of death. However, through them, Father God's work were done more greatly and bore much more fruit. So is with Ma Min.
God's plan and providence is fulfilled without ceasing, and we are in it. And God is refining us to become true workers and, moreover, spiritual warriors through this time. I hope you realize this will of God from your heart so that you all become spiritual warriors who can please Him.
Spiritual warriors are workers of faith, workers of goodness, workers who can bear good fruits. Senior pastor once said this, Father God's will and providence that He will accomplish through this church cannot be done by myself. It can be done by the help of many workers and pastors as they get united as one. We need you. As you and I become one with the shepherd, we can accomplish Father God's great and amazing work.
Let us surely become the scripture warriors in 2019. I hope you quickly change and become the workers of faith and goodness so that you can bear abundant fruits by doing your given duties with you all your life. Through you, God will be glorified and He will give you overflowing blessings. Also through you, Father God will fill New Jerusalem fully through you and change His plan and His pain and sorrow from human cultivation into comfort and happiness. I pray that you run vigorously every day of 2019 with this faith and hope. Happy New Year!
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centuries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes, and the deaf come to hear, and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.